Ramsey TV.
I'm going to deal with some common objections today. Objections to the injunction by Paul in Romans 13 that we are to be subject to superior authorities. These are common objections. I don't object to the objections. I will explain them. And then we will go to, again, I will quote Clyde Pilkington in context concerning that the fact that he states that all national governments are illegitimate. And then we will go to the man who apparently informs Clyde Pilkington's teaching, which is a man named Dwayne Galantine, a man I've never heard before, but who has written an article. And that article is called, well, I'm going to get to what that article is called in a moment. First of all, I'd like to take this opportunity, something I don't do often enough, to thank my sister, Kelly, at headquarters in Canton, Ohio, who makes sure you get this show every day. And she also gets the newsletter out on the weekend. She helps proofread it with my friend Matt Rohrbeck. And so she's constantly working behind the scenes to make sure everything gets delivered to you on time. She sets up the emails, puts it through the thing. Yeah, that's how much I know about it, the thing. There's some thing that this material magically goes into, and that thing brings it to you. I don't know any details. Kelly does. If it weren't for her, I would be lost because I don't know how to do that end of it. I could produce the material, but I would not know how to get it to you, and that is a fact. So thank you to my sister Kelly in Canton, Ohio. Now, one of the objections to Romans 13:1, and it wasn't a mean objection. It was just an honest question, and that is, Martin, well, what if the authorities go against the authority of the land, that is, the law of the land? This individual said that the law of the United States is the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. So what if a superior authority in the United States took that upon him or herself and discarded the Constitution, discarded the Bill of Rights? Isn't that the true authority that we're supposed to be under? Well, there's one problem with that being true, and that is concerning the authorities. Paul says, if you should be doing evil, fear, for not feignedly is the authority wearing the sword. Not feignedly is the authority wearing the sword. That is verse 4. And the evil of the context is being in subject, that is, in subordination to the superior authority. Not feignedly is it wearing the sword. All right, the Bill of Rights is not wearing a sword. The Constitution of the United States is not wearing a sword. It is the administrators of the government that are wearing the sword. And as I told you yesterday, these governments Paul is considering here, which is all civil authority because of the sword aspect here and the tax aspect here. I'm going to be getting to that. They're all ordained by God. They have all been set by God. That's why if you resist an authority, you've resisted God's mandate. God works his mandate on the earth through these authorities, be they good or evil. So seeing as how these are evil authorities, chances are, of course, they're not going to be going by the Constitution. Of course, they're going to be ignoring the Bill of Rights. That's what evil authorities do. You might as well say in the days of our Lord concerning Rome or concerning Rome. Well, Rome wasn't going by the Scriptures. We're to be following the Scriptures and doing what God says in God's Word. Yes, that's true. But these governments weren't acting in accord with God's word, therefore we don't have to obey them. Well, yes, you still do. You still do. Look, no governmental authority can take away your freedom in Christ. They can't take away your love. They can't take away your faith. They can take away organizing. They can take away distributing pamphlets. They can take away gathering. All these things, they can take your Bibles away. The word of God dwells in us richly. If they tell you to turn in your Bibles, then you turn in your Bibles. That's what Paul's saying here. They can't take away your faith. They can't take away the Word of God that is dwelling in you richly, can they? Can they take away your freedom? Martin, what if they close all the churches? What if they close all the churches? Yay, oh, happy day. Happy day for me. They close all the churches. I might be for a superior authority who closes all the churches. In fact, I would be for. There would be a revival of faith in the United States if all the churches were closed. Anyone who worries that the government will outlaw Christianity, good, I hope that happens too. I actually don't, but, you know, people should be free to worship as they want, even if they want to be in the cult of Christianity. No, I don't want the government to dictate what religion people adhere to, but if they make Christianity against the law, fine for me, I'm not a Christian anyway. Not a Christian anyway. So you can see that the government can't take away what you have. My God. Really. So we have no fear of the government. Therefore, we can obey the government. What if they tell you to do something that's against Scripture? You would have recourse. Now, here's the other argument here. Some people say, I get this one all the time, and I'm sure Paul did too. But Paul, what about Hitler? It's always Hitler. Hitler made it against the law to hide Jews. But Martin, it's a good thing to hide Jews because the Germans were out to kill the Jews. But if there was a law not to hide Jews, what would you do? This is what I would do. You already know what I would do. It's freaking simple. If it was in my power, I would not hide Jews because it's against the law. And I would have recourse. So nobody's going to be calling me up to the dais of Christ. Say, Martin Sender, you had an opportunity to hide Jews in World War II. Why didn't you do it? Well, Lord, you told me through the Apostle Paul that all authorities were of God. Yes, that's true. And that would include the German authority. Oh, yes, that's true. Well, the German authority said they're mandate was to not hide Jews. Okay, continue. Paul told me in Romans 13, through your Holy Spirit, that he who is withstanding an authority is withstanding as withstood God's mandate. So, God, I figured, based on logic and the ability to read and to reason, that this was your mandate. Well done, friend. Pass. Yeah, of course, you would have recourse. Because I'm just doing what you said. You're working your mandate through the civil authorities. As radical as that seems, as surprising as that seems, I don't care how radical or surprising it seems. It's Scripture. You just believe it. You know, I can't figure this out. You don't have to figure it out. Just believe it. Now, by this, I'm not saying that everybody would be able to do this. For instance, I always get this one. What if they tell you to kill your kids? Oh, yeah, sure. There you go. Okay, good. Bring it on. You think I'm afraid of these questions? What if the civil authority tells you to kill your kids? I would tell them to buzz off, although I wouldn't use the word buzz. But Martin, you're going against your own word. No, I'm not. If I did obey the authority and kill my kids, once again, I would be called before the dais of Christ. Martin Zender, you killed your kids. Yes, but Lord, the authority told me to, and that was your mandate, according to Scripture, and so I fear for some reason you wanted my kids out off the scene, so I killed them. Pass, friend. Of course. At least if I resisted it, which I would, because I can't kill my kids, if I said, no, I'm not going to kill my kids, I'd draw the line there. I am withstanding an authority. And whatever the authority does to me at that point, shoots me against the wall. This is horrible stuff, but I get these questions. Then, okay, Paul's true. What Paul says is right. You withstand the authority. Not feignedly is the authority wearing the sword. But the thing is, I know conscientiously that I am going against the civil authority. These people, Clyde Pilkington and Dwayne Gallantine, they're not even recognizing that the authority is legitimate. They're not even recognizing that you have to be subject to the authorities. At least when I decide to be in subject, at least I'm acknowledging that there is an ideal, there is a way to follow. And if I had it in me to do it, I would do it, but I don't. But consider this, ladies and gentlemen, consider this. God actually told Abraham to kill his son. Yeah, God told Abraham to kill his son. And I don't know how he did it. Did he send a messenger? probably sent a celestial being to Abraham to deliver this message. And what did Abraham do? The crazy guy actually went out to do it. Took his son and a knife and went up to the mountain. And you know the story. He's getting ready to plunge the knife into the heart of Isaac, and an angel stops him. What faith that guy has. What faith. Wow, that's amazing faith. I doubt that any of you, including myself, I couldn't do it either. None of you would be able to do this. For one thing, you wouldn't trust that it was the voice of God. You wouldn't trust that it was a messenger of the Lord. We live in different days. However, if the authority told you that is God's mandate, and so you would have every, I mean, you would get a pass for doing it because God's mandate is being worked through the superior authority. Don't shoot the messenger, or don't put a knife through the heart of the messenger. I'm just saying, if it's within your power, you do it because you will lead a mild and quiet life. If it's not in your power and you can't do it, I just gotta hide Jews. I can't help it. That's what Woody Allen would say. I had to hide the Jews. I mean, there they were, all these Jews. I had to hide. Okay, so hide them. But if Adolf catches you, against the wall. Yeah, so that's what happens. On the other hand, you help the Jews. Great. So you're called to the dais of Christ. You were, God says, this was my mandate. This was my mandate, not to hide Jews. You did. What do you have to say for yourself? I couldn't help it. My heart's too large. I just had to hide the Jews. Okay, pass. Your sins are forgiven, my son. Your sins are forgiven, Woody. Now go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Yeah, you just admit that I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. Well, you're covered. You're covered. I'm just pushing for believing this verse. Believing it for what it says, as radical as it is. Let every soul be subject to the superior authorities. There is no authority. And there's a light-faced T on top of the no. That's an emphatic no. Not many people realize this. This is why you watch this show. In the Concordant version, there's a light-faced T on top of the no. That is the emphatic no. In other words, you can translate it not. If the no is there without the light-faced T on top of it, yeah, there could be some situations where that wouldn't be the case. But with the light-faced T, it's an emphatic no, it is not. There is not authority except under God. And there's a little superior by in front of under, so the little literal word there is by. So there is not authority except by God. Those which are have been set by God, so that he who is resisting an authority has withstood God's mandate. Let me get something to drink here. What the hell is happening? Hang on. What's happening here? Hang on. Did you get that? I am sympathetic towards your needs, towards your problems, towards your objections. But there you go. Now, Clyde Pilkington says this in the Bible Student's Notebook. Somebody asked him a question. This is BSN 784. The question asked Clyde was, two Bible verses seem to support Christendom's teaching against polygyny. Polygyny, I guess that's just anybody having multiple. I thought it would say polygamy. I don't understand. Anyway, polygyny? Okay, whatever. Anyway, they quote two verses, Romans 13:1, Hebrews 13:4. That's not the issue. I don't care about that. Clyde says, thank you for your question. Again, I'm reading a published article here. These are two easy passages to understand once we get our scriptural bearings. And he says, if this passage were speaking of national government, then this would be easy for me personally to answer. And he goes on about that. Here's the crucial part. However, I'm quoting now, Clyde Pilkington and Bible Student's Notebook, issue 784. However, Romans 13 is not speaking about the authority of national government. This is of specific importance since all national governments are currently illegitimate, having usurped the authority from the home. In Romans 13, Paul is speaking of the apostolic authority during the Acts period. In Romans 13, Paul is speaking of the apostolic authority during the Acts period, And at this point, Clyde puts a footnote, and the footnote is a little number two, and you go to the bottom of the page, and you look at the little number two, and it says, for further information, see Powers, Rulers, and Ministers of God, a study of Romans, chapter 13, by Dwayne Galantine. I want to get to this today, because this Dwayne Galantine is the worst scholar I've ever seen, and his article is deplorable. And it is so scripturally twisted. The man has an agenda like out the wazoo. And it is this man Clyde is appealing to make this statement that all national governments are currently illegitimate, having usurped that authority from the home. One of the roles of national government is to protect its people. That is, it has a standing army. How is the government usurping that authority from the home? Is the home supposed to have a standing army? Is the home supposed to put up tanks to protect itself? Is the home supposed to pave roads? Is the home supposed to build public schools? I don't get it. I think I do get it. Here, as in other places, Clyde is focused only on the family, on patriarchy. That's his thing. Okay, great. It's fine. But to make a sweeping statement based on the fact that in this one aspect that Clyde is concerned with, that is the aspect of marriage, that's the context of this question having to do with marriage. And Clyde is stating that the government has usurped the authority from the home in the arena of marriage. That is, our government requires a license to get married, which is absolutely ridiculous. It's horrible. It's terrible. But that's why we have evil governments. That's what one of the things that makes an evil government is stupid laws. So it's a stupid law that the government would dare to insert itself into your life to become a third party in your marriage to someone. It's outrageous. It's stupid. I hate it. Nevertheless, that's the law of the land. But Clyde said, well, it doesn't matter anyway because all national governments are currently illegitimate. See, he makes this broad statement. He's only talking about this one aspect. But this aspect of it, that the government has usurped the authority of the marriage from the home, has brought out the fact. It has brought out the fact that Clyde believes no national government is legitimate. And he gets this from this Galantine guy who is a nightmare. And whether I'm going to get to Galantine today is now a matter of doubt. Let me see. Yeah, I'm not going to get to Galantine today. It's a shame, too, because this guy goes against scripture left and right. I'm going to show you. I'm going to give you specific parts from it. I'm going to show you specific scriptures that say the opposite of what this guy says to insist that the authorities of Romans 13 are, to insist that they are apostolic authorities is ridiculous. And for that, all you need to go to is Romans 13, verse 6. For therefore, are you settling taxes also? So, and Galantine makes the case that the apostles were paid taxes. Taxes! He actually makes that case. I'm just whetting your appetite. And plus, that verse I read earlier, not feignedly, is it wearing the sword? He applies that, Galantine applies that to the apostles, as if the apostles went around the ecclesias with their swords. So, we hear you're messing around with your stepmother. You see this sword? Was that how Paul dealt with the man in Corinthians who was having his father's wife? No. He told the ecclesia, stop eating with that guy so he can be ashamed, so he can quit it. Instead, no, it wasn't, oh, I'm going to sword. You see this? I know how to use this, suckers. I know how to use this. I got a sword. I know how to use it. Are you kidding me? And rendering taxes? You won't believe the convoluted way this guy says that it was taxes that were due to the ministers of God. Yeah, you're supposed to pay me taxes, see? So I guess I'll send you a quarterly bill. Your quarterly taxes are due. This is absolutely unreal. But the worst part of all, and I cannot believe that Clyde is promoting this guy. This guy, Galantine, I'm going to give you the details Monday, insists that Satan is running all governments. And it's Satan that gives governments to whomever he wills. Small h. To whomever he wills. This is the guy from whom Clyde gets his teaching that all national governments are illegitimate. I have never in my life heard anyone apply Romans 13:1 to the apostles. This is a mad laboratory experiment gone bad. Okay? And then on top of it, to insist that absolutely speaking, Satan is the one that gives governments to whom he will, small h. I have verses that say the exact different thing. Galantine also says that all authority has not been given to Jesus Christ. All power has not been given to Jesus Christ. It certainly has. He hasn't exercised it, but he has been given all power and authority. Folks, I'm going to tie up this on Monday, and then I must share with you the article of Alan Burns. I promised you I would do that. This, I was going to do it today, but I wanted to close some loops here, which I really haven't done, but I have dealt with some objections, and I have whetted your appetite for Monday. Stay away from all this stuff. I mean, I'm bringing this up so that when you hear it, you beware of it, because it's unscriptural, and as I said yesterday, it's careless. And it's dangerous. The little Alan Burns piece that Clyde ran in one of the daily goodies is another major problem that people can trip over if they don't pay attention, if they don't realize that there's some real bad stuff coming out of this particular brand of teaching. And that is that we shouldn't even be involved at all with anything having to do with government on the earth, because that is a direct contradiction of our celestial allotment. Is it really? Is it really? Nobody can be a police chief or a mayor. Going to talk about that along with these other things on Monday.